time now for How You Built That. And today we're going to update a story we ran about a year ago. This one started when Jaya Iyer was raising her 3-year-old daughter in Oakton, Virginia.
My daughter told me that she wants to grow up to be an astronaut. So that's when I started looking around for clothes with astronaut or space theme, and I realized that there were really none for girls.
And sure, Jaya could have bought an astronaut shirt or pajamas in the boys' department, but her daughter's favorite color was pink.
I actually looked every place, and there was nothing at all.
Not a single pink astronaut shirt. But as it turned out, Jaya was just the right person to tackle this problem. She actually has a PhD in clothing merchandising.
So I actually got in touch with some freelance designers, and I created a few designs. Like, I made a monster truck, which was on a t-shirt that didn't say anything boy about it. I made a pink t-shirt with a race car on it. I made a girl firefighter on one.
And of course, Jaya also sketched out that pink t-shirt with an astronaut on it. She put her drawings online, she launched a Kickstarter campaign, and she raised $30,000.
And I was lucky that I had the support of my husband, who was always telling me, you know, if you really believe in it, go and do it.
So with the Kickstarter money, Jaya found a factory in India willing to make the shirts. She then expanded her line, shirts with computer code, test tubes, and a solar system that glows in the dark, all for kids. But there was a problem.
We actually had a lot of parents reaching out to us saying, hey, we don't have anything like this for the moms of these kids.
Lots of moms who work in science were asking about clothes for grown-ups. So Jaya started designing dresses with things like the periodic table, the double helix, the solar system, equations.
Many school teachers, college professors actually are our customers. You know, it makes them feel great about teaching math and saying that, hey, you know, I'm wearing a math dress because I love math. And they say we feel like Miss Frizzle.
Since we first spoke with Jaya last year, her revenue has grown to about $1.5 million, and she now sells items for men like cufflinks, ties, and socks. Jaya calls her company Svaha, which is the name of her daughter, who, by the way, is now 6 years old and no longer wants to be an astronaut. Instead, maybe a singer or robot designer. And if you want to find out more about Svaha or hear previous episodes, you can go to howibuiltthis.npr.org. Also, if you want to tell us your story, please go to build.npr.org. We love hearing from you about the things you're building.